TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. You who can do anything, you got this. You. Manage your razor stubble so it looks naturally scrappy. You. Want your dream home for far less than asking. You can change a tire, a light bulb, and a diaper back to back. You. Recite the wisdom of philosophers, late night comedians, and cartoon characters at just the right moment. You got this. TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. We guide you at every step. All e-fileable federal forms plus your maximum refund is guaranteed. You got this. TaxAct.com.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Nominate a young volunteer aged 6 to 18 for the Kohl's Care Scholarship Program. Winners will receive up to $10,000 in scholarships.
Ready, go and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny.
You know the new rule. No talking now.
Can you hear a pitter-patter?
What did you say?
I said no talking.
Okay.
No talk. It's a new rule. No talking over the opening theme.
Okay.
We decided first of the week we're not going to do that anymore, and that's why we're not talking.
Good idea.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Because if we talk, like right now, if we were talking, you couldn't hear the theme. You couldn't sing along with it or anything.
Yeah, that's bad.
It'd be stupid. It's not fair to the listeners.
Not afraid.
Doesn't somebody like hearing it?
This rover.
Hello. Is Mike there? Last name, Roch.
Hold on, I'll check. My crotch! My crotch! Hey, has anybody seen my crotch lately?
You know, and that's why, right there, is why they disconnected our inner office intercom. Because of that kind of stuff Mike Dorsey used to do. He'd play games on the intercoms. Did you notice that no companies have that anymore? Remember when you'd work and they'd page over the, and through every phone speaker on the desk, Don Strauss, pick up line 3, Don Strauss. No companies have that anymore.
I know.
What happened to that? I think it was annoying. I remember on Market Street, they had it, and then they disconnected it because they said it annoyed some of the people in the offices. You know, every 10 minutes.
Yeah, whoever parked in the third spot, that's my spot. Move your car, please.
And they said, and it was pretty frequently. And I remember, and I won't name any names, but it was a guy on the air at another station in the building, and you'd hear a beep, like a thing, and then you'd know, here comes an inner office announcement over the office PA. And this guy came on and said,
the next time that somebody takes my food out of the refrigerator, that is my food, it's got my name on it, and if I find out who you are, there's going to be hell to pay. Leave my cottage cheese and my leave my stuff alone.
And that's the last page that I remember over the phone system.
Oh.
And then the same person went on one day, I'm not making this up, and Dan, you know who he is, and he says,
listen, somebody, when I came in this morning, somebody was in my parking place. That is my parking place. That's not for anybody's parking. That's my parking place. There's a reason that it's mine. Since it's not yours, do not park in my parking place. I have had it.
I think I was there for that page, and I know exactly who you're talking about.
It was great.
There were some people that would deliberately park there. So
just to
hear
just so I hear him go nuts.
Yeah.
I miss those days. I do. I miss those days. I miss memos. You know, they leave memos on people's desks. Now it's email. You just check your email. I like the old memos.
And I still remember us playing the one of Alfalfa. Remember it was slowed down? It was.
Oh, my goodness.
I think that was a voice message.
But I wish we still
sent
had
to everybody.
That.
I know.
I wish we. And something had happened to the system.
No, I think that was one of the options. You could speed it up or slow it down.
Yes.
And what happened? We he recorded it wrong?
So he sounded like he was drunk.
Yeah.
Is it because he recorded it that way?
No.
No. No, he sent it out normal to everybody. Oh, I think it was about some Rams
that's right.
Rams promotional thing.
We screwed with it.
Hey, everybody.
And it made our program director at the time sound like he was just drunk on his
yes.
butt. Hey, listen, next time we have a Rams game, I want everybody to be sure. Oh, yeah, that
we'll
was hilarious.
We'll be there as well.
Yeah.
You can't have as much fun at work as you used to. You used to be able to, you know, do stuff and make fun of people and...
Oh,
you can't do much
now.
Anymore. Yeah, you got to be careful.
He was pretty good about it. He was.
He was great about it. But some program director. Let me explain to you folks what a program director is at a radio station. A program director is usually a numbskull.
Who's that?
Who's
a program director?
Yeah, who's not on the air, but either used to be or still wants to be on the air.
Yeah.
And they're the butt boy for the general manager and an errand runner, yet they think they're actually in charge of any success the station might have, when in fact they're not. They're just the person that's going to get fired if something doesn't work, even if it wasn't their fault. That's the program director's job. And what program directors need to understand in the radio business, and I'm here to be the first to tell you if you're listening, is... all the other people in the station do is joke about you. They make fun of you and make jokes about you. You don't know that, but now you do, because I'm telling you, and I know a couple of program directors are listening. And we don't actually have one now, but we've had good ones. We've had embarrassing ones. I worked at a station, and I went by... the boss's house one day to pick something up. Was the number one person in any radio station is the general manager. Mike Dorsey is our general manager.
I think it's Mark.
What is it?
Mark.
And that's the top of the heap, general manager. If you ever want to get to the top, call and ask for the general manager of the radio station. Then you have like a program director, maybe an operations manager, but the general manager. So I go to the general manager's house, and I'm not making this up. I looked out of the kitchen window, and out back, the program director was skimming off the top of the pool with a net. The general manager had the program director come over to clean the pool.
I think I know which general manager.
I know you know who it is. I guarantee you know who it is. And then when you walk away and go back to the station, it's kind of hard to take that person seriously when they call you in and want to have a meeting, because you want to go, hey, man, before you get on your high horse, I saw you cleaning the boss's pool, okay? I know what you really are here for.
Hey, Bubba, come on in here. Let's go through your tape.
Here's a good one.
Well, the fact that we don't have one either, too, for a long time shows really irrelevant.
You don't need one. Now, here's a good one. And I know that you folks who aren't in the radio business, you think, well, we don't care about this. But yeah, you do, because you have the equivalent of these people wherever you work. You have a supervisor or an assistant manager. So that's kind of a joke of the office. I had my website put together, and granted, my website is nothing to brag about. It's mainly a sponsor reference list, because I'm too lazy to do anything with it. But I had it put together before I even came here. So almost 20 years ago, I had a website. Now, the guy who did my website originally was the Reverend Mike Anderson. Mike and I used to work together. Mike used to work here a long time ago. And I go to this program director on Market Street, and I said, hey, would you... give my buddy a minute. He wants to talk to you about the station website. And he said, well, I don't know. I'm not really interested. I've talked to him, and I don't think he has anything to offer. We don't need him. Then my website gets created. This same knucklehead calls me in his office and says, and he talked like he was on the radio all the time. Like, yes. Big time radio, be Frank, he says, listen, he says, hey, could you give me the name of the person that did your website? I saw that website, and I'd like to talk to that person. I said, oh, really? Well, it's the Reverend Mike Anderson, the person that I tried to get you to talk to. You said you weren't interested. That's who's it is. That's who did it. And he just had that look. They have an ability, rather than say, oh, man, I feel like an ass.
No.
It's just like they'll turn and take a call. Like, oh, well, it didn't happen.
He always had that look, though.
At the ass look?
Yes.
Yeah.
He did.
Everybody in every job goes home from work and tells your wife or your partner or parents or whoever stories of things that happen at work and things people do at work. And really, that's one of the if you couldn't do that, it wouldn't be worth going to work every day. I can't imagine there's any place that people work. If you work in a service department at an automobile dealership, if you work in sales, if you're in an office, like a boring cubicle-type office, you get stories. Here's a good one. Market Street. Market Street became the source of lots of great stories.
We had a lot of great stories on Market Street.
The salespeople worked in cubicles. Now, cubicles are not private. They're not floor-to-ceiling walls. They're just foam kind of padded things so you can't see the other guy's desk. And so try to visualize there are two cubicles across from each other. So in other words, I'm facing my computer, and over this foam half wall is another person facing me, but we can't see each other. Well, in this case, it was a guy who worked on Market Street at one of the radio stations, and across from him was the cubicle of a real hot saleswoman in her mid-30s. She's being... I'm not naming names. Now, she's being visited in her cubicle by another hot chick that works there. They're sitting together at her desk. They don't know that Joe, we'll call him, is at his desk on the other side of the cubicle. And they're having a conversation, and the one hot chick is saying to the other one how she hates it that her husband won't perform...
down there?
They won't go south on her. And she says, I wish he would do that. I love that, but he doesn't like to do it. And there, now my buddy is in a sweat. He's sweating listening to these chicks talk about what they like in bed. And finally, he just stood up and peered over the thing and said, stop it! I can't take it anymore! I'm only human. And he said they looked like they wanted to die. They had no idea that he heard what they were saying. And then I've talked about this guy before, the guy in the same place, Market Street, who had porn on his computer all day. I never saw the guy's computer with any business-related stuff on it. It was porn. And he had a system. He knew exactly what to hit. He had an alternate page ready to pop up. If the wrong person walked around behind his cubicle, boom, up comes some statistics or spreadsheet or something. But that only happened when he thought somebody might be coming around behind him where they could see the screen. Other than that, it was always on porn. And this guy, it was unbelievable. I miss that.
Oh, we had a guy that did overnights when I worked at Sunny 101, which was WMRY at first, and then it became Sunny 101.
You know how few people remember there was a Sunny 101?
Oh, my goodness.
I remember it.
Yeah, but it was WMRY at first, which was a great radio station, and then...
Now it's the ESPN thing, right?
Yeah. And then some idiot came in and decided to change it, and that would be more mass appeal, so... But we had an overnight guy, and he shall be named.
He shall remain nameless.
Remain
easy
nameless.
For you to
say.
Wow. And so, you teach broadcasting?
Yeah, I know. Not anymore. The a general manager came in and the sales manager came in and he goes, we've had all these 900 calls. They had a whole just tons of money spent on 900 calls, those sex lines.
That salespeople were making the call?
No, they traced it to the overnight guy that was doing overnights.
Oh, good one.
They were all like 2, 3, 4 in the morning and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's
this guy spent like
it's hard to argue, you know, get your way out of that one.
I know.
Yeah, you're the only guy working at night. Yeah. It's you.
Well, over $1,000. Oh, my goodness. It was crazy.
All right, here's one, and then we'll get off of this because I don't know how interesting this is to most people. But, hey, I've told you before, we do the show for ourselves. That's what this show's about. Corporate Square. KSDFM was in there, and KUSA was in there, which is now a KTRS. It was the same spot on the dial. And I'm at KUSA, which is a country station. And I've told the story before, but I'll tell it real quick. I got a call from, we had a guy in one day, a guest. He was a wrestler, a professional wrestler. And after the interview, and he had a real good time, and we enjoyed having him in there, he calls me, and he had a wrestler voice. You know, he said, Frank, and there's a wrestling match come up in St. Louis. He says, we'd like you to get in the ring, and whatever it is you call it when they introduce, in this court, you introduce the wrestlers. And I said, you know what, I don't know much about it. You don't have to know anything. He says, we'll pay you, man. We'll pay you cash. And I said, I don't know. How long? He says, you'll be in the ring for 3 minutes. And we'll pay you $500 cash. And I thought, oh, okay, that's a good deal. And I think it was St. Charles somewhere. And so I go, and I got in the ring. And we did like a phony guy coming at me with a chair, and I picked up a chair. It was all kind of staged, but the audience loved it. Like we were about to get into it. And we planned that. And the whole thing was about 3 minutes. And then when I finish, I'm ready to leave. And I said, and did they go, okay, so, well, great, man, great. That was great, man. It's great the way you did the thing with the chair. And I said, okay, well, I guess I'm out of here. I guess we need to handle the money. He says, man, we don't have the money yet. But by the end of the night, once we get the cash box and the gate, people coming in, we'll have the cash, and then we'll give you your $500 out of that.
Oh, man.
And I said, so I got to, like, stay to the end of this thing? Yeah, if you want the cash, yeah. I said, no, I, he says, I tell you what I could do. I'll come by the station tomorrow, and I'll leave the cash. I'll bring you the cash. I said, no, okay. Because I didn't want to hang around there.
Well, yeah,
I
mean, you're going to argue with the wrestler?
Yeah. So I go. This
I
was
want
on,
my money now.
KUSA, Corporate Square, and days go by. Nothing. Days. So I call the guy, and I said, hey, man, I just wonder, what about the pay for the thing I did? Yeah, what about it? And I said, well, where is it? I dropped it off at the front desk the next day, like I said it would. And I said, really? And he said, I hope you're not calling me a liar.
Oh.
Now, this is a guy who could break you in half. I said, no, I'm not calling you a liar. When did you bring it?
The next day, the very next day. Hey, man, I'm a man of my word. And I brought that the next day, and it was an envelope. And I left it at the front desk.
And I said, okay, so the next day would have been about 3 weeks ago. I knew the timeline. And I said, who was at the front desk? And he said, some real skinny dude, tall, real skinny. I said, okay, you know what? I said, sorry to bother you. And I knew exactly what had happened. The guy he was referring to had just been fired about 2 weeks before. He stole a computer, a television, and I knew exactly what happened. When he brought the money to the front desk, he could tell by the feel of it, it was an envelope with cash in it.
Yeah.
It just felt like, and he took it.
Oh, man.
But, boy, for a second, this guy, you call me a liar?
No, sir.
Oh, no. In fact, don't even worry about paying me.
I am mistaken.
Yeah, I made a mistake. And I did call him back, and I said, you know what, man? I apologize. I told him what happened. I said, I don't doubt for a minute that you brought the money. And I told him what happened to the guy and his history, and he said, okay, we're cool. I said, yeah, we're cool.
I still don't have the money, but yeah, we're cool.
Well, no, I wasn't lost out on the money. But it was... it was an experience, especially backstage, watching these wrestlers get ready, oiling down. There's something kind of gay about it.
Yeah.
They oil each other up, and it was just kind of weird. And they shave their legs, and it was odd. But you're not about to say to them, hey, man, you look kind of like a sissy
yeah,
doing
a bunch
that.
Bunch of fruits?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, what are you guys, gay?
Yeah.
And even if they were, yeah, fine by me. There's some, boy, they are, I don't know if Dan was with us when the guy came in, the wrestler came in the studio and showed us how they make themselves bleed. He had had little shards of razor blade on his knuckles in some rings, and the razor blades were on the inside, on the palm side of his fingers, and he would reach up and slap his forehead like he'd been kicked or hit, and those little razor blades would just, he'd wipe them across his forehead, and blood shoots out quickly out of your forehead because
yeah.
the skin's so thin. And sure enough, his forehead was just etched like a chicken had danced on it for 10 years. Just etches and scratches where he had just cut and cut and cut his forehead.
Abdullah the Butcher, if you ever look up a picture of him, his entire forehead looked like a cross, you know, grid.
Like Charles Manson. Like
yeah.
He'd put X's all over his forehead. And by the way, for those of you who are listening who thinks that I'm implying that wrestling is fake, no. I'm not implying that at all. This is just an enhancement to make it even more exciting, the bleeding. It's not fake.
No.
Trust me, it's the real thing. Time to go talk to a guy who doesn't like to talk about it a lot, but he is a former wrestler and was approached at one time by the WWE, John Londoff. Hello, John. How are you?
You know, there are things that I tell you in life that I didn't think you would share with, you know, the... You know, half a million people that listen to your program.
Nothing secret on this show.
No secrets here.
I can see that right now.
No secrets here. I said, John, why didn't you take up the wrestling career? John didn't like the shorts, the tights. They were the little shorts. He didn't like those.
You're stumbling over your words. You must have some on right now. Do you have some tight shorts on or what?
As a matter of fact, yes, I do.
The name they gave him was the Drive Shaft. No.
The Drive Shaft.
He was Drive Shaft.
John, the Drive Shaft Londoff. Yeah, he took that because of his dad's automobile business.
Yeah.
I want to be known as the Drive Shaft.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah, it is.
John, the ball joint Londoff.
That is one thing. You know, my son, my second son wrestled in grade school for about 15 minutes. We went to a couple of wrestling matches, and I was so glad because he thought he had to do it. He was a big fan of Hulk Hogan and Mr. T and anybody. He loved wrestlers and Million Dollar Man. And so we let him, you know, get involved in grade school level wrestling. Thank goodness when he finally realized, first of all, he got beaten every match. I just went and watched my son always lose.
That's totally different than the wrestling that he was watching.
It is, but what I watched was him with his face in another kid's crotch, and I just thought, that's not ever anything that would have been for me. And then when I watch the pro guys do it, it's even worse because they're big and sweaty, and they still do that. You're sucking some guy's armpit smell, or your head's between his legs. And
you are grossing me out.
No,
right
it's a gross. It's a gross sport.
Jimmy Londoff did some wrestling for a couple of years, I think, in 7th and 8th grade. And he's a fourth of four boys. He'd been a great wrestler, but...
It's the grossest sport there is.
They coincide with, you know, they cross over with hockey. And the wrestling coach at Whitfield, a great guy. And he's like, no, either you're a wrestler or you're a hockey player. And I'm like, oh, dang it, he is going to be a hockey player then, you know?
Sure.
But, yeah, I went and watched a bunch of those and matches, and... I mean, it's almost like schizophrenia because you've got so many matches going on at one time. You're trying to watch them all, but it smells. I mean, a locker room, a hockey locker room. Daniel, tell me, locker hockey room smells.
Yeah.
I mean, a gymnasium because it's hot and all those wrestlers sweating. It's really nasty stink.
Go ahead.
No, especially the high school kids. The high school kids, all they have to do, they don't realize that they make stuff now that you can spray on your equipment and just open the bag and let the stuff air out. But, man, they walk by you. And my daughter's a cheerleader for Oakville Hockey. They come out of the locker room, walk by, and it's like,
Yeah, man, there's a very distinctive smell to the locker rooms and everything in them. Now, my advice to any young person, and you youngsters out there who are listening, if I could go back and do everything over, one thing I would absolutely do would be see if I had any potential for golf and take lessons and become as good at golf as I could. And I'll tell you why. If you're a really good golfer, you got a great chance at a good scholarship, first of all. But second, in life, you can play golf, most people, well into your 70s or 80s. And the other thing is, if you're a decent golfer, guys want to have you playing golf with them. Hey, I'm bringing Frank. He's a 2 handicap or something. And I think, I really do, but I used to think it was just hogwash, the country club thing, and using as an excuse to get business. But I really do believe the golf course, several things about it, is a great place to network. It's quiet. You can actually talk. You can put a deal together. You could get to know somebody. And if you play 18 holes of golf with anybody, by the time it's over, you're going to know a couple of things. You're going to know if they have a temper. You're going to know if they're profane and filthy. You're going to know how much they drink. Do they have a drinking problem? You're going to know, does he talk badly about his wife? What kind of relationship does he have at home? You're going to know more about somebody after 18 holes of golf than anything else I can think of you could do with a client or a coworker or a prospective client. Would you agree?
I know now why you fell in love with me years ago. It was like those 3 or 4 times we went golfing together.
I already knew you. I didn't get to know you on the golf course.
You really got to know me, though.
I already knew you, but I'm serious.
I'm very serious.
I've been with people, I didn't know they had the temper they had. It was alarming.
There's some people that you're like, okay, I like this guy, but he's such a pain in the butt. But on the golf course, it's golf.
But here's the other thing.
We all suck compared to the pros. Even sometimes you see, the pros, when they're playing like a tough course, the Masters, you're like, okay, you're not rooting to see them, but they hook one into the trees. You're like, okay, he's human. He's not a god. He's human, and he or she, if it's the women's LPGA, they make missed shots also. But it is a tough game, and it's just you should have fun. And if Mimi's listening right now, she's probably laughing because there are times when she and I would be golfing together, and we're just really just practicing and messing around, and you hit a shot, and you're not playing for money. He's like, no one's behind me. I'm going to drop another ball because I just hit a crappy shot. Let me see if I do it. Oh, now there it is. The second or third time you did it, you're like, now I get it because, I didn't do the shoulder or the hands or the head or the... I mean, it's just, there are so many things in that game that can drive you crazy. But it's also, it's a lot of fun. Some of those tee boxes, you get up and you look over the hole, you're like, oh my God, that's beautiful. And then you shoot, you hit your drive, you're like, all right, well, that stunk.
Now, I left one thing out. If you're thinking of hiring somebody, and this goes for primarily men. I don't know if it would hold true with women. The one thing I left out is you'll have a sense at the end of 18 holes about the guy's honesty and integrity. Because if you're on that golf course and you catch him cheating, he didn't think you were looking, or you know he lied about, what'd you shoot there, Jim? A 6? Really? You saw him get an 8? I'm telling you, by the end of that, you literally might have enough to know whether or not you really want to hire this guy or do business with this guy. It's a game that reveals a lot about people, from drinking to cursing to honesty to sportsmanship. And I get that now. And if I had it to do over, I think I would have tried to. Not, that doesn't mean that I would have. I might have taken all the lessons in the world, and sometimes you're just not good at things. But I think I'd have tried next time around. Yeah. Even though there'll be no next time around.
Well, yeah. I think you're pretty much past that.
Yeah.
You could really work hard at your game. Going to the range every day.
And you'd have
to. Hour. And you would improve. Yeah. It's a game, before every Major League Baseball game, they practice. They're doing infield, they're doing outfield, they're doing batting. And they're the best of the best. Every day they practice.
That's what people don't see. They'll see an actor or they'll see an athlete. And I think they show up to the game or they show up on the set. No. hours and hours and hours and hours, hundreds of hours of preparation and exercise and drills. And that's the part we don't see. And acting is that way. These people actually do work hard. They're spoiled. They get a lot of money. But it's hard work. It's hard, hard work.
It's like us.
Exactly,
yeah.
Like us.
Dan,
thank you.
That is a great example. My tongue was about how hard you guys work and you prepare. You do prepare. I've witnessed it.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. People think, well, they go in there 3 to 6 o'clock. That's 3 hours. No. We have to leave home something like 40 minutes before that. So let's factor that 40 minutes in. Then we have to get home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not 3 hours.
No.
It's 3+ drive time. Now they start to get the picture.
Tack on another hour.
Uh-huh. Oh, tack on, time to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not
just
you guys eat
during your show?
Oh, sure.
Sometimes.
Sure.
Really?
Sometimes.
Depends on if people bring us food.
Yeah.
So
did you bring in any of that homemade pizza that your wife made during the Super Bowl?
Homemade frozen pizza? No, I didn't bring any. I ate it all. So listen, is the cold weather keeping people away, or are you doing any business?
It is. Yeah, it is. You know, and we're selling some vehicles. We always do. But it just means that it'd be smart to come out and buy now. And again, you can go online to lawndop.com. You can email us. You can email me, LawnDuffJR@LawnDuff.com, and they'll get the process started. We're just selling a great friend of ours. I'm not name dropping, but he is the president of the St. Louis Blues organization. Mr. Bruce Affleck and his beautiful wife, Seth. And, you know, Seth will not come here. Bruce has, we took the vehicle to their house. We brought the trade in yesterday. Okay. We went out and we found a vehicle for them. It wasn't on our lot. You know, I mean, the one of the 900 vehicles we have in inventory right now. But, you know, that just shows what a class act Bruce Affleck is, which he really is, getting his wife exactly what she wants. And we're taping the paperwork to the house, and then they'll sign and we'll pick it up tomorrow.
Now, let me interject something for those listening. You don't have to be Bruce Affleck to have that happen. You,
no.
Mr. and Mrs. Joe Smith, listening right now, if you want and you need it, they'll do the exact same thing for you.
Exactly. And you know, let's face it, I think a lot of women and some men don't want to come to an automobile dealership. Now, we're different. This place is fun. It's a little dirty right now, which I hate. I hate this weather. As I get older, I hate it so much, it's not even funny. My son, John III, and Sam, they're 24 and almost 23, Sam. They're like, it's amazing how much we hate snow now and how much we loved it when we were younger. But now that they're in the business and they see what has to happen, the movement of all these cars and the push into the snow, and it's just, but that's why we give absolutely crazy fun deals right now, because we have to. We need to sell something, because a transport will pull up tomorrow and probably unload another 9 to 18 vehicles. So great time to buy. It's just a wonderful time to buy. And you know what? It's not going to be cold forever. We know that. I can't wait the first day when it hits like 93 or 94 this summer, and we're taking, woo, do I hate this heat.
I'll never say that.
I don't, you know what, I don't think after this winter anybody's going to do that next summer. I really don't. This is just unbelievable.
Now, let me ask you this. They've asked this question many times before to me, and that's the retail salespeople. Really hot days where you know the low is going to be 82 that evening and the high is going to be 95, 96, and 97,000% humidity. If they were nice dress shorts and a nice pair of shoes, would that bother, do you think, customers? If they
The answer is no.
I would say no.
I don't
also
think a salesperson, UPS driver, yes, postal person, yes, but I don't think a salesperson should wear shorts, and I'll tell you why. Not everybody looks real good in shorts, and it's disturbing when somebody has really hideous, horrible, pasty, wide, knock-kneed, ugly legs.
Or really hairy, or veiny.
I would say no. My call would be, sorry, no shorts.
That's the way I feel. You know, get a pair of light slacks, and you know, we have really nice golf shirts that say Johnny Lawn Duff. You know, the guys in the shop, the technicians and the guys in parts, even some of our service. I've told some of my service advisors, I'm like, hey, listen, I love you, but with a set of legs like that, they were born for slacks, okay? I don't even care if they maybe wore some lightweight sweatpants, you know, but, yeah, that's just a question I had because they brought this up every year. I'm like, no. You know, we're not in, like, Arizona where it's 135 degrees, okay? Or, you know, like, you know, Palm Springs. It's really hot there, too, I hear. So the great thing is I don't think we have to worry about shorts for a while. How about I saw a guy walking the other day during the snowstorm. He had a pair of shorts on.
Oh, I know a guy. I know someone.
People, no matter what the weather, they'll wear shorts.
I know somebody that's like that. He will not wear long pants. And I just had an old neighbor of mine that I saw yesterday, and he's wearing shorts, and he goes, my legs don't get cold. My arms and everything do, but my legs don't
get
cold.
You know what's funny, though? That is true. The last thing on me to get cold is my legs. I could go out in the ice or snow and walk with shorts on, but I couldn't go with some on my arm. It's weird. Your legs don't get as cold, I don't think.
No. As long as you protect your head, you put enough coverage for your head and your hands and socks and boots or whatever. You can last outside this stuff for about 10 minutes, 15 minutes. I mean, I go driving by, you know, bus stops right now, and I want to pull over and give them a ride. It's like,
why don't you do it?
Yeah.
I have in the past. There was a guy just the other day walking. I'm like, hop in.
But you didn't do it, did you?
Down and
that guy probably, after you drove away, got hit by a car and got killed or something.
Or he would have got in.
Or he fell over dead from starvation or something.
Thanks for picking me up, and then he pulls a gun out. All right, take me to the dealership. Give me a car.
Well, that's the problem. That's why you can't pick anybody up, because that absolutely could happen.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Hey, they're crazy people.
There's a lot more good people out there than there are bad people. You know what? We're going to be here late tonight until at least 6:30. Tomorrow, definitely till 9 or 9:30, and then all day Saturday. So it's a big weekend. You know, even after today, there are still 22 days to make that dream come true, to buy a new Chevy car, truck, SUV, or a pre-owned vehicle from Johnny Law and Duff Chevrolet. That's where dreams come true, right here.
Why'd you say there are only 22 days left? You're going out of business at the end of the month?
In the month of February.
You didn't say that. You said after today there are 22 days left to get a good deal at
it's
John
Law. It's the month of February, okay?
You left that out.
I wasn't done yet, Frank. Okay. Mr. Cut Me Off all the time.
Okay.
Wow.
Opinion.
Okay.
Woo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep cutting me off, buddy. That's it.
One of these days,
I'm telling you, huh?
To the moon.
He didn't say anything.
To the moon, Alice.
He forgot to say it. Yeah.
What?
What's that phone number?
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24-7, 365 at lawndop.com. Dan Strauss, would you please honor me and sing the jingle?
Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Well, what a voice.
What a voice.
All right, John, we'll send you some business, all right?
All right, you guys be careful wrestling there in the studio.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
See, the truth is, he did not. He forgot to say. He said, remember, you got 22 more days to get yourself a car of your dreams. And then he went on to something else. He didn't say for it. I thought they were selling the place or going out of business. See, if I hadn't jumped in there, people would have been under the wrong impression.
Yeah.
They're closing up in 22. I saved them again.
Yep.
Saved them again. Don't go away, because we're coming back, and you should too. Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a look at the roads and see how traffic's moving. Here's Tim Weiland.
Try to figure this one out. I'll tell you, the snow is out there. Everybody drives right. Now the pavement's dry and it's clear out, and we've got accidents everywhere. Westbound 40 at Highway 141, it looks to me like the left lane is blocked, and traffic is backed up between Spady and Ballas, and that's going westbound on 40. Then on westbound 70, midway between Mid Rivers Mall Drive and Highway 79, you've got the left lane blocked, and traffic now is backing up almost to Cave Springs. Eastbound 70 at Chestnut in the depressed section, you've got a crash. The right lane is blocked. Traffic is just now. It's stop and go from about Shreve. And it looks like southbound 270 is just a little bit heavy now between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. This traffic report, it is brought to you by Advil Cold and Sinus. Advil Cold and Sinus, the only cold medicine that delivers a 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure with Advil Plus, a proven powerful nasal decongestion in a single pill. Find it at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's time for the women to have their turn.
Tonight, our Mizzou women's basketball team heads south to Louisiana to take on the LSU Tigers. Coverage begins at 6:45 and the tip-off is at 7. Catch all the action right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 111. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket next week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. Plus, pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the field. Guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple next week, and this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will not be this low again, so don't wait. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 111. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 111.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-4216. That's 1-800-400-4216. 1-800-400-4216. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Ah, there's nothing like fresh corn on the cob. So yummy, tasty, and enjoyable to eat, unless you have dentures. Well, Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care can help you get back to enjoying the food you love. You know, those foods you've had to avoid because of your loose-fitting dentures. Dr. Bowen can fit your new implants with existing dentures because those implants can support the dentures to give you the joy of corn on the cob and other foods that you've been avoiding. Implants are a better option than a bridge. It's a one-tooth solution with a one-tooth problem. Bottom line, you're in good hands with Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care. So, quit avoiding the food you love simply because of your dentures. Go to BowenDentalCare.com. That's B-O-A-I-N, DentalCare.com for more information. Or call Dr. Bowen at 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500 for a free consultation. And get back to the joys of eating the food you love. Bowen Dental Care at BowenDentalCare.com.
It's a sad reality that in St. Louis today, we are in the grips of a heroin epidemic. And it's not the 50-year-old lifelong drug addict that's addicted. We're seeing high school kids, we're seeing college kids from middle-class backgrounds getting hooked up and addicted to heroin. Where do you turn for help? ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. Because at ARCA, they use a drug called naltrexone and Vivitrol that was approved by the FDA back in the 80s. This drug was designed specifically to help with drug and alcohol dependency. It's non-addictive and it blocks the cravings. The results are nothing short of amazing. At ARCA, now covered by most major insurance carriers, has inpatient and outpatient counseling that is designed specifically for the addict and to get you back up on your feet. To find out more, 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Do you know what that sound is? That's your new digital marketing department. And that'll be your new web designer. And that's Haibu, where these experts are joined by many more, from web designers to search marketing specialists who work hard to get your business noticed online and on mobile. Best of all, Haibu can do it all for you or give you the tools to do it yourself. To find out more, go to Haibu.com. That's HIBU.com or call 877-938-HIBU. Oh, that'll be your next new customer. Haibu, made for business.
For For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be locally owned and operated. Metro Lighting offers a one-year in-home product warranty on all lighting fixtures, lamps, and ceiling fans. So if something stops working, they'll repair it or replace it. Plus, Metro Lighting guarantees their prices against any competitor, including big box stores and the internet. Get the best selection on the highest quality lighting at the best price guaranteed at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
American Eagle Credit Union is turning 75 this year, and they want to thank their members with a year-long celebration, including special drawings, special rates, and special events. Visit ameaglescu.org to find the current anniversary specials and branch nearest you. Keep in mind, every member is a winner with their free checking, low rates on loans, great rates on savings, plus access to over 200 free ATM machines in the area. Proudly serving the St. Louis metro area for 75 years, ameaglescu.org.
Membership eligibility and account approval required.
We all know life's hard. We've got a million things on our to-do list. Got to drive the kids to school, take care of your parents, go shopping. Life's hard.
But retirement's easy. Hi, this is Greg Gonzalez and Steve White with the Retire Worry Free Show. Retirement's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
1, listen to the Retire Worry Free Show, heard every Saturday at 2 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS. 2, call Steve and Greg for an appointment at 636-530-9977. And 3, relax, kick back, and enjoy your retirement. You deserve to retire worry-free.
Hey, we just ran a commercial for the dentures place, and I'm about to talk about Ballast Dental Care. And I just thought of something. The last time I talked to my dad, we were just talking about stuff, about being kids when he was a kid. He told me, and I never heard this, he went to school with a kid who, at 12, had dentures.
Wow.
Yeah, 12-year-old kid. He said he had some kind of sickness or something, and he lost all his teeth. Back then, I'm sure now they could have saved him. And he said, yeah, it was so weird to see a 12-year-old kid take his teeth out and clean them.
Oh,
and I got to thinking, kids, as they get old, my goodness, it's in 2 months, the clothes that they wore 2 months before don't fit them anymore. Can you imagine how often this kid had to get new dentures and how horribly they must have fit him? You don't want that, folks. You don't want dentures. Take care of your teeth. I have some people to help you do that. All the folks at Ballast Dental Care. Be true to your teeth or they'll be false to you. Huh?
That's
Thank
good.
You. Thank
that
you so much.
Good.
Thank you, Dan. Ballast Dental Care is at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. I know it well. I go there twice a year, and I've been going there for 41 years, coming up in 2 more months. It's been 40 years, soon to be 41. And the very early years was at their first location, but for most of that time, it's been where they are now, Ballast and Clayton Roads. You will never again dread an appointment to go to the dentist. You won't be fearful. You won't be scared. You'll actually look forward to it. You think I'm kidding? Make an appointment. Go to their website. Get their number. BallastDentalCare.com. Don't go away. 4 o'clock, Big 550, KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.